Well, good morning. I really don't know what I should say, because this particular gospel passage is just so full. You know, when Bracken held the gospel book up and said, "This is the gospel of the Lord," my thought was, how true that in these 18 verses, yes, 18 verses is so much of the gospel. I mean, it is the gospel. And I shared with this morning with the kids, with the school, that you could probably take these 18 verses and spend your life in them as a teacher, because pretty much I think this 18 verses is probably the most foundational verses for the rest of the whole New Testament, you know. I love this part of John so much because of the very first thing it says: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Like, you know, like in the culture of today, you know, that's where you could have a mic drop, you know, when somebody does something and they just drop the mic, like, that's it, that's in, that's done. You can read that and do a mic drop. I mean, that's like enough said. What else is there to say after that? I think the rest of that is to be said, and the rest of what John is probably basically kind of getting us to understand that very thing, because the Gospel of John is a very unique book, in that it's one of four that we call the Gospels, but yet it is totally different than the other three Gospels. And the way it's written and the subjects that it covers, there's things in John that are nowhere else. You know, it's considered to be the kind of the most spiritual book or something like that, the most mystical type book about relationship with Jesus. And, I mean, it just dives off into everything right off the beginning. And I was just looking here that tomorrow probably, or the day after that, we'll read this, which is one of the greatest statements in the Bible. Because in this little statement, like in the very first verse, is everything that the rest of the book is trying to say. I'm talking about the rest of the book. Not just John, but the rest of the whole book is trying to get us to these places. And this is verse 29. And it says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.'" Those of y'all that's been around, I've talked about this several times. What a tremendous statement. That statement kind of fixes everything. Because there's no situation that you can go through that cannot fix. It doesn't matter how bad it is. It can't get better than that can fix. Because, see, the only thing that fixes any situation in our life, whether it's our own life of sin and rebellion against God and not doing God's will, or whether it's a tragedy that happens, the only thing that truly fixes those things is when we behold God. We just simply see Him, not read about Him. There's a vast difference in knowledge and knowing. I've known people who had a tremendous amount more knowledge than I have of the Bible. But at the end of the day, some of them I've walked away from, going, they don't have no clue who Jesus really is. They don't know Him. And that's what we're called to do. Of all the things that we're called, and the book of John is a very unique book in this. I'm trying to find this so I don't misquote this, but I read a commentary. I don't know which one it was, but it kind of divided the book up, you know. And it divides chapters and all that kind of stuff, kind of like, this is kind of what this is about, you know. And those things are fun, and they're good to read because they do help you kind of understand sometimes that they give you that overview of stuff. And anyway, in this commentary that I read, it said that divided the book up into two sections, but 1 through 12 signs, 13 through 21 book of glory, you know. And they really missed it. I mean, it is kind of that, but I think that really the more appropriate thing would be to call it the book of believing. Because in John uses that one word more than any other book in the Bible, more than the all other three Gospels put together. Uses the word believe, or a word similar, like believing or whatever, but it's basically the word believe. And it's used 98 times. And it's only used 56 times in the other three. So I think the book of John is really, And I really am coming more and more, and this is for me personally, so this might be a little off-center of perfect, but more and more, all I hear from God is Him asking the one question, and that may be because I'm kind of a simple guy, and I'm not the smartest guy in the room, you know, unless the room's empty, okay? So He keeps things simple for me. And so this is the question that I keep hearing from Him, no matter what my situation is, and it is, do you believe? Of course, that question springboards a lot of stuff. Well, of course, I started this journey off going, well, yeah, Lord, of course I believe, but what do you mean, do I believe? What do you want me to believe that I don't believe, apparently? You know? And it's really just Him. And that pretty much kind of covers it all. Is if you can say, if you simply believe Him. I mean, think about this. If you believe this statement, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you can get that down as 100%, you got it. The rest of it takes care of itself. Whatever the rest of it looks like, whatever the rest of it is, it takes care of itself. And that's what God's been teaching me this last 6 months, I guess, to 7 months. Maybe, well, actually longer than that, probably, I'm 69 and kind of a half years old, so probably for the last 69 and a half years He's been trying to teach me this. That it's not complicated, it's simple. It's simply to believe Him. Now the situations get complicated, granted. But the more they get complicated, we need to realize the less that we're believing. Because if we'll just drop back to believe, it uncomplicates that situation. Because our hope, our faith, everything now is resting purely and simply in Him. And I think a lot of the crises that come into our lives, a lot of things that happens to us, are a direct result of God trying to teach us to just simply believe. Now, my mama, who's been dead for a long time now, who I miss dearly, but my mom had a saying that she used with me a lot. I mean, a whole lot. Okay? And it was, boy, I'm going to make a believer out of you. Now, she usually did that not God's way, but her way. And for her purposes, it tended to work fairly well. You know? But I think maybe God's kind of the same way. Is that He's going to make a believer out of us one way or the other. You know? And that, and He'll let us be, I hate using the word, but He'll let us be tested. And the test is not for Him, it's for us to go like, oh wow, I believe. You know? For us to know that believing in Him at a very extremely base level is sufficient. You don't have to have the answers. You know, as a charismatic guy and been around the charismatic world since the 70s and all, that's a miracle that I lived through all that, okay, to start with. But having been in this whole charismatic world, I'm constantly find it amusingly and amazing as to how charismatics are going to see all the supernatural, and then when it doesn't happen, then they have to explain it all. Or even when it happens, then they have to explain it all. Do y'all guys have any idea? Now, remember now, I was a charismatic since about 71 or 72. Do you have any idea how many formulas I've memorized for people to be healed, or people to be delivered, or for people to be blessed? And they don't work. You know, because God wants me to believe in Him and not in the formulas. And there's nothing wrong with having some general ideas on how to do things. Please don't misunderstand me on that. But for me and my walk, it's about me believing Him. Not believing the stuff, not believing the formula, not believing and not acquiring some kind of knowledge about it. Because the harder I try to know, the less I wind up actually knowing. Because every time I think I know, God proves me wrong. You know? I'm constantly amazed at that. But it's because the whole of Christianity is really kind of summed up in kind of two words, believe and love. You know, you cannot have Christianity in any form when you eliminate either of those two things out of the equation of it. You cannot walk out the Christian life successfully in God's eyes if you don't walk it out in love or in believing. It's that simple, not complicated. So in the next situation that's presented itself, that presents itself to you in the next few minutes or hours or days, ask the question, do you believe? Do you just simply believe in God's love for you in that situation? Not that you understand that, but if you ever do kind of get to an understanding, would you please come and share that with me, because I don't understand God's love for me. I just believe God's love for me. You know, it's just like I didn't always understand my mama when she said, I'm going to make a believer out of you, that was her way of loving me. But, you know, and so sometimes God's ways, they're just not my ways. But I still believe in His love for me. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.